Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the seventh parak of Maseches Shabbos, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel. Mishnah, Beis, and Maseches Shabbos is probably the most important Mishnah in the entire Masech. So you're not supposed to really say that one Mishnah is more important than the other, but when you're learning Maseches Shabbos and you have a Mishnah that lists all 39 Melachos of Shabbos, one would imagine that it's fair to say that that is one of the most important Mishnayos, also one of the longest Mishnayos in the Masech. So we're going to go through all 39 Melachos of Shabbos. Obviously, as we know, the Torah never tells us what the 39 Melachos are. The Torah just tells us you're not allowed to do Melacha, and based on the juxtaposition between the Yisra Malacha of Shabbos and the Pesukim about Malachas HaMishkan, we learn that anything that was done in the Mishkan is defined as a Malacha for Shabbos. It's a big machlokas. What does it mean, anything that was done in the Mishkan? Does that mean that which was done in the construction of the Mishkan or in the daily functioning of the Mishkan? But that's not for now. So let's see the Mishnah. Avos Malachos Abram Chasarachas. There are 39 Avos Malachos of Shabbos. The first 11 of the 39 are what we call the Sidura de Pas, the preparation of the bread, and it starts at a very early stage of the preparation, but they all relate to preparing bread. Hazareya, if you plant, that's number one. Number two, Hachoresh, plowing. Number three, Hakotzer, if you reap. Number four, Hamaamer, when you gather the stalks together. Number five, Hadosh, when you thresh. Number six, Hazora, winnowing. Number seven, Haborer, when you select out the psolas to make it clean grain. Number eight, Hatochin, when you grind the kernels into flour. Number nine, Hamarakid, when you sift the flour to remove any impurities from the flour. Number ten, Halosh, when you knead the flour with water and make a dough. And number 11, Va'ofe, is baking. So cooking is not really is not listed as one of the malachos, but baking and cooking are assumed to be the same thing. It's using heat to make an item soft or hard or edible. So that would be cooking. Doesn't only have to be on food. Cooking could be violated. Baking could be violated even on the metal or something like that if you melt the metal because you are softening it using heat. So those are the 11 malachos that are known as the Sidura de Pas, and then the next 13 malachos are all relating to the malachos that make textiles, that make clothing, that make cloth. So number 12 is Hagozis Esetemer, when you shear wool. Number 13, Amalabno, when you wash the wool. Number 14, Vamenapso, when you detangle the wool. The fibers are all jumbled together and you have to comb them or beat them with a stick to untangle them and prepare them to be spun. You can't spin them without first being menapets. Number 15, Vatsova, when you dye the wool. Number 16, Vatova, when you spin the threads. You twist the different strands together to make threads. Number 17, Vamesach, when you warp. What's warping? The first step of weaving is to take a number of the threads and run them across the loom, and that's called the Shesi. There's Shesi and Arev threads. So the Shesi threads are the ones that run across the loom. So setting the warp threads in preparation of the weaving is the malacha that we are referring to over here when we say Vahamesach. Number 18, Va'osa Shnei Bate Nirin. If you set up two Bate Nirin, so what does that mean to set up two Bate Nirin? So it's a little bit confusing, but it means that in order to do the weaving process, is made easier by using a loom or any other device that could raise, lift up the threads, you know, every other thread, in order to weave them together. So the way they would do that is to use bate nirin. It's a string or a rod that has a ring in the center, and there are several types of looms. Each has a different type of a setup, but it has some sort of roller at each end, and between those rollers are two frames, and one in front of the other that are called harnesses, and the heddles extend from the top to the bottom of each harness. And after the warp threads are mounted onto the roller on one side of the loom, they're passed through those harnesses to the roller on the other side of the loom, and the first warp thread is inserted through the eye of a heddle on the first harness and between two adjacent heddles on the second harness. I mean, it's hard to really describe. You really need to see a picture of it, but essentially you run all the threads through these through holes that are attached to a single pole, and then when you just move those poles, you're moving every other thread, which helps in the weaving process. And number 19, va'oreg shnei chutin, if you weave two threads, that's a malacha. Number 20, va'potzeya shnei chutin, when you remove two threads, removing two threads of the weft or the warp from the cloth in order to improve the cloth, meaning if the threads are packed too tightly together. And number 21, hakosher, when you tie a knot. Number 22, a matir, when you untie a knot. Number 23, hatofer shtei tfiros, if you sew two stitches. Number 24, HaKorea Almanas Litfar Shtei Tfiros, if you tear in order to sew two stitches. So those are the 13 melachos that are involved in textile making. Then we have 7 melachos that relate to preparing the skins of animals, because one of the coverings of the Mishkan was made from the hides of a tachash, so they had to do certain melachos to prepare it. So number 25, Hatsad Tzvi, if you trap a deer. You trap an animal that is not easily caught. Catching any animal directly and trapping it in an enclosed area is a violation of the melacha of tzad. It's just deer are very commonly hunted animals, so that's why we refer to a deer. Hashochto, number 26, hashochto, if you shecht it. Number 27, hamafshito, if you skin it. Number 28, hamolcho, you salt the hide as a way of treating the hide. Number 29, vama'abed asoro, when you tan the hide. Number 30, vamochako, you smooth out the hide, because obviously it has like hairs and things like that, so you need to smooth it out. Number 31, v'mechatcho, and you cut the hide. And then the last 8 malachos are not really a sidura to anything, they're just 8 random malachos. So number 32 is hakosef shtei osios, writing two letters. Number 33, hamochek almanas lichtov shtei osios, erasing in order to clear space to write two letters. Number 34, habona, if a person builds. Number 35, hasoser, when someone demolishes a building. Number 36, hamechabe, extinguishing a fire. Number 37, hamavir, lighting a fire. Number 38, hamakabipat, striking the final hammer blow to complete an object. And number 39 is hamotzi mirishos lirishos, lirishos, carrying something from one rishos to another, the malacha of hotzah, which of course is a malacha gerua. Hare elu avos malachos arbam chasrachas, these are the 39 malachos of Shabbos. So once we list the 39 malachos of Shabbos, we're going to go through some of them individually. So the Malacha of Hotza'ah was the last one that was on the list, so we're going to discuss that first. Va'od klal acher amru. So the Chachamim made a particular klal about the halachos of Shabbos. So kol ha'kasha latznia u'matznia kamahu. Anything that people would put into storage, would make sure to protect, and you have enough of it that it would be significant enough to protect it and store it away. Votzio b'Shabbos chayv alav chatas, and you carry that out on Shabbos, then it's considered to be carrying a chashuv enough thing to be chayv chatas. So the Mishnah is telling us that you're only chayv for hotza'ah if it's something that people don't throw away, it's something that people will save for use in the future, and you're carrying enough of it that it's worth keeping. I mean, it's not just the type of item that people would keep, but it's enough of the item that people would keep. But anything that is not the type of item people will keep, or even if it is the type of item that people will keep, but you don't have enough of it, you carry it on Shabbos, you're not going to be chayiv unless to you it's chashuv enough that you would keep it, that you would store it. Meaning in that case, if you have a special relationship with that item, that you think it's such a chashuv item, so then you're going to be chayiv for carrying it. We don't say batel daito eitzel das kol adam. So to quickly review what we learned today, we're not going to go through all 39 melachos again, but Mishnah Beis taught us the 39 melachos of Shabbos, which included 4 categories of melacha. There was the sidur Dipas, the first 11, which was Sidur Dipas. Then there were the next 13, which were preparing of the textiles. Then there were the next 7, which were preparing of animal skins. And then there were 8 random malachos at the end, many of which came in pairs, like Mechabe and Mavir, Bona and Soser, Kosev and Mochek, right? So those are the last 8 malachos of Shabbos. And then in Mishnah Gimel, we learned that in order to be chayiv for the malacha of Hotza'ah, you need to carry out an item that is significant, and you have a significant enough amount of that item. If you if it's, you either don't have an item of significance or you don't have enough of that item, you're not going to be chayiv for the malacha of hotza'a, unless for you it happens to be a very significant item. Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Mishnah Dalet.